I would say the weirdest one is going, I mean, for me, that I was like, this is weird, was coming home. I mean, to your own, not your parents' home, to your home with your husband.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
That's a weird and like, okay. So weird.
It is. And same with when you bring home your first special, your first baby. And yes, they let you go home from the hospital with this with this person, and you get home with it, and you're like, now what?
Maybe we'd sit him like on the floor, and we'd just look at him.
We'd just stare at him. It's true. We'd put him in his little car seat, you know, on the dining room table, and just like, well, like, what do we do now?
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Episode 143 of Designer Cornbread. We are so glad you're here. And I think first, we need the great peeling of 2025 update.
I am going to tell you. Okay. So
tell us everything.
Okay. So what this is a NeoGen plasma something. And a lot of people use it for, it goes in and it like gets nitrogen in there in under your skin and activates the collagen. So a lot of people use it like for tightening of stuff, but it takes a while for that. Like it continues to build like over 2 years, I think. Mm. And you really don't start seeing results until they say like 3 to 6 months.
Oh, wow. So
I did not do it for that reason. That's just a perk for me.
That's going to be a good bonus.
And I will tell you, though, I can already see a difference in some stuff. Like my neck is, you know, my little goozle there is tightening up and stuff.
Oh.
But I'm telling you.
I need the treatment.
You need. So, but the reason I did this is for skin cancer, little pre-cancerous things. And it goes in there and gets that. So, but this process, y'all, so you go in and they numb your face. They put this whole cream.
Well,
here's what drove me crazy is it kind of got in my hair, and you cannot get your face wet at all for 5 days. So I could not. I mean, I was like taking a little wash rag and trying to damp it out. Well, that wasn't happening really. Okay. Anyway, so they go in there and then they're using this whatever wand once you're good and numb.
It's a magic wand.
It's a magic wand. Magic wand.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and they go in and they do this all over your face and neck and stuff. So anyway, so that's it. It did not really take that long. And then you come home and all you do, they give you a bio gel and you put that all over your face. You cannot wash it. You cannot wash your face.
Oh, my goodness.
5 days.
Oh, okay.
I did. I mean, no water can touch it, so I couldn't really wash my hair. I couldn't.
Right. You really can't do much of it. I mean, you could wash your body, but you can't.
I did. I got in the shower. I got in the tub. And, and I did, like, spot wash my hair, like, where I could reach my head, you know, lay back in the tub. And
it's like back in the day, my mom used to wash our hair. You guys, this is so 70s. I don't know why we didn't do it in the bath. I have no idea why we weren't normal people and did it in the bathtub, but I guess this was easier. We'd go downstairs to our basement and there was like a table. We had a basement sink, big old basement sink. And then there was like a table and we'd lay on our backs on that table with our heads over the sink.
And she did.
And, but what? I mean, I can see it being easy because we had long hair. I mean, too, we had long hair. So, but I remember her combing, and man, let me tell you what, some of those combs were not.
Listen, at those 70s moms, they were not worried about 10 heads. I'm just saying. But no, my mom used to lay me out on the kitchen counter.
Okay.
And do the same thing. And put my hair back in the kitchen sink. And
I never did that with her. I mean, I understand it. Like I said, again, both of us, we had long hair, you know, my sister and I. So, I mean, I can see how it's just really easier for her to be up there and do. Yeah,
but they do that in the bathtub.
And I always washed my kids all up in the bathtub.
Too. I'm going to have to ask my mom.
We need to know. Okay, back to your face.
Anyway. So, I know. So, I'm going to tell you, it was a long 5 days.
Yeah.
And so, my peeling actually wasn't real bad. And they said, because I'd taken good care of my skin, that bad peeling. And they say to stay real hydrated and give you some electrolytes and things like that. Well, I read all that. And so I went ahead and ordered like coconut water, coconut water.
Yeah.
It has the electrolytes. And I mean, I downed that stuff all the time. I don't know what it was, but I stayed very hydrated and kept that biogel on my face. And so this morning I got to get up and wash my face, and I made a sugar scrub out of sugar and castor oil and rubbed that in, and it got any of those kind of little flaky. There's still some on my forehead and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, my skin looks really good.
I was going to say, I mean, just doing that sugar scrub and oil up in there. Ooh.
And the cancer spots are gone. I mean, there's, you know, those little things, they're not there. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. It
sounds like it's worth it. I mean, aside from any other,
I will tell you this. So Ron has done some marketing for them done some coaching with them. And so we kind of swapped out some services and, so that was a big bonus for me. Okay.
I look forward to seeing the results in purpose, in person. She did send me some pictures, as throughout the week. And it was a little rough that first day or two. She was swollen and
red and swollen. But now my eyes, I'm not saying that would do that to anybody. My eyes are very sensitive. And like if I wear a eyeshadow and it has a reaction, they swell up.
When
I did have the basal cell on my forehead, and when they cut that out, I mean, that's my whole eye swelled up like a, freaking water balloon. So I wasn't surprised that they did that. And they're still a little swollen, but I've been taking the drill to try to get it to go down. And, but yeah, I mean, even like my age spot is diminished already. It's still there, but it's not, it's fading.
That is amazing. Now, use your vitamin C serum. Are you using your vitamin C? I
can't do that yet.
Not yet, but you need to
I've been doing that. I've been doing that forever.
That's good stuff.
But yeah, no, I have to wait a month before I use any kind of serum.
Okay, that makes total sense because your skin is very, it's like baby skin, Joni. It's like baby new skin.
I know, so.
You have to be sweet to it. Be nice.
Anyway, but yeah, so the peeling started probably about day 3. Wasn't bad. And then 4, really, I didn't have bad peeling at all. It just wasn't.
I imagine it varies like anything else, like any other treatment. You know, it's going to vary person to person and everyone's different. So that's good to hear that it wasn't like a horrendous, situation. But
yeah.
Okay. Well, excellent. Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. I've been running. Let me ask you this. Is it okay if your Amazon return guy at the Kohl's knows you by name? Is that a problem? I'm asking for a friend.
The UPS guy who delivers to my house also delivers to Ron's business. And he went in one day, it's probably in October, November. I guess it was closer to November, to make sure. He said, Ron, is your wife okay? Everything going okay? And he said, yeah, why? He said, I just hadn't delivered any packages in a while.
That's brutal. That's just brutal. The truth is brutal.
But in my defense,
yes,
I was ordering all my Christmas stuff in October. I've forgotten what was going on. Oh, was it the election? We had the election in November, right?
We did, yes.
And I was afraid things were going to go no matter which way the election went.
That's right.
I was afraid that it was going to go, you know, crazy. Yeah,
you were on it. You were on it.
So, and the supply chain would be a pain. Mm-hmm. I got my Christmas. I was ordering my Christmas in October. So,
well, which is really what we should all strive for. But yeah, so that was sweet that your guy, you know, he checked on you. He knew he hadn't been there in a while. But I walked in this past week. Anyway, I went up to the counter and put, and no, I had no ID, nothing on the pack, nothing said, you know, because it's just at Kohl's, you don't have to bag anything. You don't have to do anything. You just walk in and you hand them the thing with your little code and you're done. So it's, and I have a Kohl's 2 minutes from my house. So it's fantastic. And he goes, Holly? And I'm like, wow. And I actually hadn't seen him for a little while because I recognize him clearly. I mean, he's been there a while. But he hadn't even been there all the times I've been there. It's been these girls other times. I've been going other times, and he hadn't even been there. And I was like, oh.
Speaking of buying stuff, I almost bought you something, but I was in a hurry, and I just drove on by it.
You know, do you guys hear this? I almost bought you a float. I was going to do this. I almost bought you this prize.
You can go. You can go when you're here. But at Walmart in Savannah, those, what is it that you like? The Joy Spun. Is that right? The Joy Spun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had Joy Spun pajamas, but in a cheetah print.
I already have them.
Oh, well, I'm glad I didn't buy.
I have them. I have the nightgown, and then I have the pants and the little t-shirt. Now, I just got the t-shirt. I mean, I guess I could wear it to lounge, but I mean, I will never sleep in a, I'm just not a t-shirt sleeping, really a pajama sleeping, but I do. In fact, I'm bringing the pants as little loungewear. I'm bringing them to see you. So I'm so glad. Thanks for thinking of me. They're really soft though, too. They're very, like, super soft and just, you know, comfy. And I just, who doesn't need more leopard print?
Right. I did buy a new float, though, but it wasn't the $120 cheap print one. It was like $16, so.
You got me a cheap.
Yep, cheap Walmart float.
Float. I was going to say a wordy dirty, but I did it. I thank you so much for that. I am glad to have anything to float upon. I am very, very grateful.
What we're talking about too, everyone is coming to my, not everyone, but all of the Broyles, and Woodward clan. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of folk.
Shanks, mm-hmm. Broyles, the Woodwards, John Vonderbrugge, and another guest are all coming to my house for the 4th of July. And I think we're going to have about 15 people up in here.
Up in here, up in here. It's going to be a party. I'm excited. Yes, that's why we were recording a little. Thank you for being able to do a little late today because I was out running. I hadn't planned to do errands today, but anyway, I got done with my stuff I needed to do this morning. And I was like, oh man, if I run these today, I don't have to run them tomorrow. So just kind of running last minute, you know, stuff. Yeah. So that worked out.
Toilet paper. I haven't started the food yet, but I bought
Right. Okay. You've got the toilet paper. That's good.
Paper plates and all that kind of stuff.
That's good. Well, I do want a prize. I would like an award, a special award, because was it last week? It was. I went to the dentist and the DMV in the same day.
Look at you. You do need an award.
Look, I need an award. Not that... The dentist doesn't bother me as much as it kind of used to. I don't know. I have a really good dentist, and it was just a cleaning. I mean, it wasn't anything, but, you know, it used to bother me a little more. But, you know, still, it's not like your favorite thing to do, except your teeth do feel really good and clean after. But I did that, and then I had to go over to the license office to get the – just renew a registration on the car. But let me tell you what this – I didn't know this – and I was a super genius. I mean, I must have known it. I've seen people do it, but I've just never done it. Because usually when I go to the license office, it's like, that's just what I'm going to do. Like, I just go straight there. Well, I was out and about doing errands. I'd been to the dentist, and I had some other errands to do. So I was way out in the county. And the one I like to go to is in South County, so more kind of back my way, but south anyway, because they're very nice and they have windows and you don't feel like you're in a death dungeon. Anyway,
greens paint on them.
No, it's not. It's like, it's real plain, but it's like, it doesn't have all the 1,000 posters. It's kind of got wood on the little counter. Like, and again, there's just nice windows. There's lots of chairs and the people have been very nice. So anyway, and I remember seeing, I'm like, oh, I think you can get in line on your phone. So I go on, find their little website location, and they're like, download this Qless app. And that's what they do, their line. So I put my name right in there, what I needed, vehicle registration, or, you know, renewal. Because I had all my stuff. I brought all my stuff. And they're like, there are 9 people ahead of you. It'll be 38 minutes. And I was way out. So I'm like, oh, perfect. You know, it took me a while to Peter Pat. And then it just keeps updating you. And it kind of went fast. So for a while, all of a sudden, it was like down to 3. And I was still a ways away. And I'm like, skirt, skirt. But even then, there was a thing that it was like, there was an option if you need more time. So like, I think even if it had run out, you know, you could kind of click that. Anyway, all that is to say, I roll up in there in my minivan, rolling on up, and I park and I walk in. The place is packed. I mean, completely packed, every chair full. I was second. There were 2 people ahead of me in line on the little app. And I'm thinking, I hope this works. That gives you an estimation of the minutes and that changes. Like it went up a little bit once because it was taking a little longer, you know, so it's like really accurate. Anyway, the place was packed. I walk up, I just stand, you know, I probably waited 10, maybe 15 minutes. I did, you know, but I didn't have to check in on the little pad. I didn't have to, you know, and sure enough, and I kind of wondered if people were like hating my guts because I walked in there and then I got called before they did.
Because you're privileged.
Well, I'm special and I used the app. So that was fantastic. I was like, oh, this is, you know, because why sit there?
Right. Yeah.
I don't mind really, but like it's packed. It's always packed. And why sit there? Just go do your errand, drive where you need to drive, you know, get back in there. So I got that done, but I was real proud of myself.
Wonder if ours does that. I mean, it's not a huge weight here, you know, but still it's a weight that would be a good deal.
You might check. Cause again, it's just, they just run it through an app, you know, I don't think it's like anything super hard, but I don't know. I'll tell you what, I one thing too, I was very grateful for this week. It just occurred. I know what it was. I passed our old church that we used to go to when the kids were young, where we kind of raised the kids and the kids were young. And, you know, so of course we're super involved and did everything. And Tim was a deacon and, you know, we did all the things. And I just was like, and it was so hot. It was so hot. I'm just looking at that blacktop parking and I'm looking at all that and I'm going, oh, thank you, Lord. I don't have to do VBS. Thank you, Jesus, that I am not out there in some kind of bright colored t-shirt trying to wrangle a bunch of children.
Our church is actually doing VBS when you and I are going to be gone.
Oh, so I saved you from that. They would have made you snack lady.
Yeah.
The best years was when I was the snack lady. I was that, and that was great. And then I was thinking, and then I was remembering. So I was like, oh, I don't have to do VBS. But more importantly than that, I was like, I also am not at Cub Scout day camp all day with 15 little boys in the 90 degree.
Let's be honest. We did it better when we were younger.
Oh, listen, I was happy to do it.
I can remember, Holly, because camp was not cold. You know, even it was still.
Oh, it was hot. It was burning hot.
Babes, we still had heat. And we taught horseback ride. I mean, I was in jeans most of the day. And I can remember, you know, after being home for a few years, you know, once we grew up. And I can remember walking out my back door and the heat just, you know, hitting me and thinking, how did I ever live in jeans? Long in this.
Well, you're right. Number one, I mean, when you're younger, it is, as long as you're not little tiny people can get dehydrated real fast. But helps. And also just, you know, when you just get used to it. Now it's the contrast. It's when you get out of your nice, cool house and that wave hits you. But we didn't have any wave. There was no cool. Like, it was just. No. But I thought, man, I did the Cub Scout camp probably a couple years. I mean, that Thatcher did his little trip, but I don't know that I don't know how that worked. Was it days? I don't even remember. It's all blank. I was probably having a heat stroke the whole time. But, you know, it was out at this scout, you know, camp, and you're going all over doing all, it was great fun, you know, but doing all these things, and then you've got the snack and all this is happening. You got to get all the boys to their next class and whatever. And I mean, the one summer we did it, it was kind of like now, it was significantly hot. Like a couple of times, I mean, Tim went to when they were in Boy Scouts, they had a year at camp, the big camp, week long overnight camp that they would all go to. And it was like record breaking heat. And they were all like, oh my gosh, we might die. So I was grateful for those times, but
the
grateful
heat tsunami.
That the heat tsunami that I didn't have to have that. I mean, you want to know how hot it is? It is, the streets of St. Louis downtown are buckling literally in the heat. So we've had sinkholes and now streets are like buckling from the heat. So we're doing great. We're doing great. I will stay. Oh my goodness. Okay. So the other day I sent you a thing. I don't know if you even thought about it, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I was doing something and it made me think of this, of like how there's certain things that you do in life that just, you go, oh my goodness, this, it makes you really feel like an adult. You know, you're like, oh, this is just, I know I'm, or I know I'm an adult. Maybe you don't feel it, but you're like, not like, you know, I can do what I want, party, party. Like, you know, oh, this is what being an adult.
This is adulting.
This is adulting. And so I thought if we would come up with a few, because I definitely have a few. I mean, the you know, first little classic example is just when you buy tires. When you buy tires, like, that's just an adult. You're glad you do it. You're like, okay. But you're like, that is something that an adult has to do. And it's not a lot of fun. You know, it's just adult. So I didn't know if you came up with any off the top of your head, anything that makes you feel that it's just the adult.
Getting spit up all over your shirt and not caring.
Oh, that's, I mean, true.
Just stay in there. It's just going to stay until you do laundry.
That's a good one. Yeah. It doesn't even gross you out anymore.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. That
every
is a good
of clothing that I had for years. Stained.
I hated that smell. Oh. I hate that sour milk. I still to this day.
Yep.
Because it was on your burp cloths. It's on like, you know, the car seat. It just, yeah, for like a good amount of years, we just smelled like spoiled milk for just a long time.
One of my favorite things, though, Ron came in. JB had colic and he would cry and cry and cry and cry. Ron would come in and pick him up and he'd be fine. And I'm like, shh. Okay. So, but Ron picked this baby up one day and like raised him above his head, you know, up in the air, and had his face up there, and JB spit up and it went all in Ron's face and in his mouth.
Oh, now, I would have cared about that.
Yeah, he kind of cared. That was not a, I don't care about this moment.
Tim would have, I probably would have too. Tim would have 100% thrown up everywhere if that had happened to him. It would have been a barf-a-rama. He would have thrown up. I mean, him doing, he was great. I mean, he did diaper, he did everything. But like, there'd be some diapers where he'd come running. Or not, but like, I'd hear him, or I'd hear him or something. Someone needed to be changed. And he would smell. No, almost. He would smell, or he'd start to do it, and you go, oh, it's sick. It's the sick poop. It's the sick. Like, you could smell sick, baby. He's like, oh, it's sick. And it's like, honey, okay. And it just would make me laugh so hard because you can tell. And he would be all like, he had to announce it to me.
No.
It's a sick one. I'm like, okay. Oh, Lord, that was good. Okay. Another one is, I had putting grass seed on your lawn. Like, that's just an adult. Mm-hmm. It, you know, like, you just know, you're just like, okay, putting grass seed.
Here's one that we just did the other day, is having the air conditioner repaired.
Oh, gosh. Any appliance repair, it feels super adult.
Yes.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Here's one that we just did, Tim just did, was buying a special tool to clean your dryer vent. That came to our house the other day in an Amazon package, and I opened it up, and I'm like, what in the world is this that he had ordered? Mm-hmm. A special tool to clean our dryer vent. So that felt grown up.
I would say the weirdest one is going, I mean, for me, that I was like, this is weird, was coming home. I mean, to your own, not your parents' home, to your home with your husband.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
That's a weird and like, okay. So weird.
It is. And same with when you bring home your first baby, and yes, they let you go home from the hospital with this with this person, and you get home with it, and you're like, now what?
Maybe we'd sit him like on the floor and we'd just look at him.
Just stare at him. It's true. We'd put him in his little car seat, you know, on the dining room table, and just like, well, like, what do we do now? I know, it's wild, you guys. It's wild. That's a good one. Mine are all kind of these weird little household things. So changing the filter in your furnace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That you are really adulting if you actually change the filter. And if by some chance you bought the right size the first time, or you think ahead and somehow write down or what the dumb size is before you go and order the wrong ones, you're high level adult.
All right. Getting a hormone butt pellet.
How dare you? That's awesome. I'm a little more excited about that.
I know, but you didn't have to do that when you were
Well,
young.
I know, but at least I feel like that's an exciting thing that I want to do. It's kind of like buying good skincare or buying something like that. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, whereas these other things like changing your filter furnace, like, or changing the little food trap in the bottom of your dishwasher. If some of y'all hadn't done that for a while, you need to go right in there today and go do it. Ask me how I know. Changing that thing. Like, what the heck?
Yep.
And then my last one that I had, and you can feel free because I just did it today, is the thing that has most made me go, well, that's just, I'm an adult, is I clean my CPAP hose.
Oh, yeah, there's that. All right, here's the last one, cooking all of the holiday meals.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Or like your first one really, you go, yeah, like, wow, okay, I'm actually...
They're
I'm in charge.
Ready.
I'm doing it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Of which, with everybody coming and getting ready for, you know, 15 people in my house, my mother calls me yesterday and says, hey, can I have Bridge Club at your house Tuesday? It's like, sure.
And of course you said, sure, Mom.
I'm telling my mama no. You go tell my mom.
I'm not telling her no. She ain't my mama. I had to tell my mama no. I don't have to tell your mama no. It's on you. Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. That is too much. Well, I don't know what else is going on in old Savannah. You got no more parades, no paratroopers hanging from.
No paratroopers are hanging from the farmer's market. And
that's good.
I'll just say this, and this is going to be one of my top three, and I'll just go ahead and say it.
Oh, good.
I love small town America on the 4th of July. I love it. I'm out. I love that my front porch looks like America threw up.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm driving down College Street and everybody has their buntings out, their flags hanging off houses. I mean, it is just, and I'm out there doing mine today, getting stuff done. And here comes a little girl on her bicycle just riding a little pink bicycle with the basket in front. I don't know where she'd been swimming, but she jumped out of the pool, hair wet. She's got on her red, white, and blue bathing suit.
Oh,
she's biking down the sidewalk. And I just thought, this is great. I mean, you couldn't do that in a city.
That is great.
You know, it's just, and what I love about 4th of July too, is, you know, you have these, like for Christmas, you have these Courier and Ive type pictures of, you know, how Christmas should be. And you want the magic and you want all that. And for Thanksgiving, it needs to be the Norman Rockwell type of thing. 4th of July, it is the best redneck holiday. I mean, you just blow out.
It really can be. Like, you can Martha Stewart it up, and that's beautiful, too.
Forget that. You throw out whatever gaudy red, white, and blue you have, and throw out the sodas and the beverages. Yep. And I mean, and it's a grill out. Nobody has to, I don't have to.
The big red cooler can just sit there being big red cooler. Yes. You don't have to make it cute.
You go to the lake and all the boats have American flags on them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the biggest no pressure. Things are blowing up in the sky and, you know, colors are falling down around you. And I love the 4th of July.
That is great. That's a good way to describe it. I agree. It's a very, just like kind of like low pressure. I mean, you can do it what you want. Like if you have a certain vision or a certain idea, and I think it's a little better, like even because we've kind of taken on, it being like the summer decoration, you know, it's kind of like Memorial Day to Labor Day, you know, you kind of can leave that all up. So that's a pretty long, I mean, maybe not, I mean, you can, but you know what I mean? Like it just feels like summer too.
And that was, we talked about, was it last week that we were talking about how to make it feel like summer when your kids are gone. Mm. And that's what I thought when I was driving home today. Of course, I haven't been out of the house, you know, in 5 days now. Mm-hmm. But I'm driving down the road and here's all the flags and all the stuff. And I thought this feels like summer.
Yeah, right? That really does. That really does. And I don't even like, I mean, again, like red, white, and blue together, you kind of are like, it's not like my favorite, but it's so good. It's so summer. It's just like, I get a hankering to, in fact, I have a little 4th of July top that I'm bringing to wear for the 4th of July. And it's not a tube top, so don't get excited. Although that would fit in. That'd be fine. Wear your tube top, whatever you want to do. But it's also cool because like what you're saying, you know, even though your kids are grown, your, you know, house is, doesn't have kids in anymore, but you putting all that stuff out and doing that is creating memory and nostalgia for other kids that are biking down after the pool. You know, that little girl is going to be like, as she grows up, 4th of July in my little town and everyone put their things out, and like to even just keep for yourself to do it and for everyone around you and for all those kids and people, it's worth doing. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. So that's awesome. I love it.
I did. I went and I bought, so we did, my secret sisters had, we had our meeting last Tuesday and I was in, I had my little group, me and two other ladies were in charge of this month. We each take a month. Mm-hmm. And so we did, our little theme was 4th of July picnic.
Oh, cute.
And Ron grilled hamburgers and hot dogs for us all. And then people bring, you know, different sides and things. But I went and bought for that. I had like sweet tea and lemonade and all that. But I was at Kroger and I saw the Jones Soda. So I bought some cheer wine and some. So I had red, white, and blue sodas.
Oh, cute.
Jones Soda on their bottles. Right now, they've got all American themes. Like they had the Iwo Jima, they had American flag.
Wow.
Really, really good.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. I love that. That's really neat. I don't even know where to get Jones Soda here in town. I'm sure I can somewhere, but I haven't seen it, I don't think. So that's very, very cool. I love that. Excellent. Nice little theme.
So anyway, that was good.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else big except it's a caftan day after I came home from my errands, as you can see, and I'm in a packing frenzy. Oreo balls are made. regular and mint. I did two flavors. And chocolate chip cookies are made today. They turned out kind of weird. I don't know what's going on with my chocolate chip cookies, but they're still fine. I mean, I'm still bringing them, but they're just sort of like, they're good. They look great. Anyway, they're just puffier than I usually, I don't know, last couple times they've been like puffier. I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe, I don't know what to make of that, but they're good. That's fine. So those are made. So I've done all my bacon.
Sweet. Since you were doing all that, my mother's making the cherry berries on a cloud. And I'm just going to buy some ice cream.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm trying to do this so you don't have to think about too much dessert, you know.
And tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and make the sausage balls up and put those in the freezer until we need them. I really probably wouldn't have to put them in the freezer. Anyway.
Might just be a matter of where you have the most room at this point.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm going to make a couple of dips and all that. But
Good. I'm going to get... I'm going to have to go to Walmart, but I can do that by myself if you don't want to, but, cause they have the best, artichoke. Have you ever had their artichoke jalapeno dip?
I have not, but you have told me about that.
Yeah. I forgot about it for forever. My dad got us onto that cause he knows everything that's delicious and all the good things. And he years ago got us, served it and he was like, guess what, where this is from? And he was like, it's Walmart and their deli, you know, their brand, whatever it's called. It's members. No.
Market. Huh? Marketplace uh-huh. or Farmers Market. Or
that's it. Market. Yeah. It's something like that. Anyway, it's in the, you know, the little plastic with their label. And the other day when we had our outing with Tim's mama and we had the Walmarting then, and I had to go get something and Tim was starting to get antsy and I was like, go get that dip. Cause I remembered it. And I'm like, cause I don't really buy food at Walmart. I go in for other things, but I don't really ever do any grocering there. So I told him, I said, go get that artichoke jalapeno dip in the deli, kind of produce deli area. And he did. And I'll tell you, I ate that thing for 2-3 days straight.
Okay.
It's so good. So I'm going to get some of that there. And then the pretzel crisps. I like it with pretzel crisps, but you can have one. Anyway, so I will contribute a Walmart dip as well. I'm glad.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Actually, listen, the sweetest thing, one of my little neighbors over here, I got a card from her, sweet little card, and in it was a Visa card for $25. And she said, just thought you might need this with all your company coming.
Oh.
That not precious.
That is precious.
She is the sweetest kind of soul in the whole world.
That is a very sweet, unexpected, just kind thing to do. And oh man, just like when you know you're going to have a house full of crazy people. And she's like, here's a little help. That's awesome. Yes. Hey, I wonder if we'll see a movie or anything. What's showing at your...
I have no idea, but I can find that out.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, you know, hopefully the weather's going to be nice where we won't want to. But I mean, I can see the kids wanting to go to a late night. You know, who knows what they, who knows? We don't know. We'll be in our caftans. We can't. Right. Excellent. Well, I'm excited. I'm getting ready. I'm in the big pack. The big packing is happening. So get ready. But I think we are ready for your recipe.
Let's be. All right. Because it is July, we are going to do homemade peach ice cream.
Oh, yum.
Okay, you need 2.5 pounds of fresh peaches. Go ahead and peel them, pit them, and chop them up. And a cup of white sugar. Now listen, y'all, let me tell you how to peel a peach real quick. If you cut a very small X on one end of it and dip it into boiling water, this is called blanching. Dip it into boiling water for about a minute and then take it out and immediately dump it into ice water. That's going to stop it from cooking. But what that does is it expands and shrinks. And so you can take that peel. I mean, it'll just come right off.
That would be great because that's to peel a peach, you're going to lose so much of the peach and it'd just be a big, huge mess. That sounds good.
Go ahead and that is blanching. Okay. So 2.5 pounds fresh peaches, a cup of just regular sugar, a pint of half and half cream. One can of sweetened condensed milk, a can of evaporated milk. You need the 12 ounce on that. I think that the sweetened condensed It still only comes in the 14, but your evaporated milk is the 12 ounce. And then a teaspoon of vanilla and 2 cups of whole milk. Then dice your piece, your peaches. It's hard to say.
It's hard.
And mix in with just a sugar in a bowl. Just let it sit while you mix the other ingredients up. Stir in your half and half, your sweetened condensed milk, your evaporated milk, and your vanilla. And then add your peaches, your peach and sugar mixture. And then just stir all that up until it's good and combined. Pour that into a gallon ice cream freezer container. Add in enough whole milk to fill up the container to the fill line.
Okay. Makes sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll all end up to be about 2 cups of whole milk. And then go ahead just in your ice cream freezer, however you do it, and freeze it. Anyway, and that is your homemade peach ice cream.
That sounds amazing. There's nothing better than peach ice cream. Like
summer, yeah.
And right now, exactly. And if you see any Campbell peaches from Campbell County, Missouri,
y'all, those are the best ever.
Those are some good peaches. Now, I'm sure, I know Georgia has some good ones. I know places definitely have good ones. But if you happen to be at a little farmer's market or anywhere in Missouri, get you some Campbell peaches because they are.
Ooh.
In fact, I should probably bring you some.
Should.
All right. I'll think about it.
I don't know if they're really ready until August, though.
No, they're in now.
In now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're in now.
Oh, they're so good.
All right. I'll think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. That's a great recipe. I love that. Now it is also time for your top three, which is now just a top two because you already said your mother.
Top three.
Yeah, so, yeah. My small town America, 4th of July. Yes, that's my number one.
Love it.
My second one is just a really good summer storm. Because it's just that, you know, you're going, it's hot, everything's burning, it's just... And then all of a sudden the clouds come and it immediately starts cooling down mm-hmm. and you get a breeze and then you can just sit on the porch and watch the rain. And
it is such a nice break and contrast, and some of that humidity can kind of pulls out of the air a little bit. Not always, but
not always, but after the storm that you're
yeah. Then the heat comes back on and you're like, okay, I'm going to die.
Okay.
That's good. Smells good too. It smells really good. Does.
Yeah, get that ozone in the air. It's mm-hmm. really good. Yeah. Okay, so last week I talked about going to the wedding and having to be pulled into the catering and all that. Well, one part of the catering is a company. I said they were doing these wood fire pizzas.
Mm-hmm, yum.
And they were fantastic. And that company, if you were anywhere around Corinth, Mississippi, it is Moondog is the name of their.
What a great name.
I know Moondog and Moondog. Egg, right? So I highly recommend if you were driving through Corinth, Mississippi, or if you were anywhere around, it is worth the drive. Best pizza I've ever had.
Oh.
I mean, ever had.
Well, man, a good wood fire pizza like that, it makes such a difference. So that sounds amazing. I'm going to have to have some of that next time we go, I don't know, on our way to somewhere.
They had a pizza. It was called The Bride is what the name of it was. But it has like fig jam on it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It was.
Probably like goat cheese or feta or goat cheese.
I don't know what all, because I was busy doing stuff and the guy just brought me. He said, here, we were exchanging drinks for like pieces of pizza mm-hmm, back and mm-hmm. forth. And I went, what is this? He said, it's called The Bride. I'm telling you, I could have like eaten an entire thing of that mm-hmm. by itself.
That sounds real good.
You may have to go when we come back from.
I was going to say, like, or at least, you know, next year when, because I'm coming down for football this year. I'm just doing it because this is our last.
I know.
Year. I mean, not that we can't go, we can go, but it's last year you have a kid there. So.
You'll be there another semester, I think.
Okay, good. Oh, well, that's just, oh yeah, that'll be another fall. Okay, good. Thank you, John Garrett.
In there,
but. I appreciate you helping us out like that.
Well, I keep paying apartments.
I know. It's fine. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. But yeah, on our way down to Starkville or something, we'll have to get us some of that good pizza. That sounds amazing. Okay, guys, we're going to make this a little short today. Not too short, not too bad, but that's okay. Well, actually,
It's a little short. Not,
yeah, no. I can't. My brain isn't working right, so it's fine. I wrote down 352, and then I was like, wait, what? Okay.
We've got stuff to do, people.
I got stuff to do. I can't be bothering with all you people, okay? I got things to pack. I got bags to put into bags, to put in organizers, to put in suitcases.
Right. That's right.
That's right. And I love it, and I'm not ashamed. So we will hopefully be, I'm sure we're going to do one next week.
Yeah, we can do one next week.
Yeah, it's just a matter of turning it around and getting it edited because we're driving the next day. But we'll do a little short one, you know. Well, if we don't, we'll be back the week after. But I'm pretty sure we can do just a little short kind of a little 4th of July weekend update and all that kind of stuff. And no big deal. You guys understand it's summer. We can't, you know, so it'll be good. But until then, hope you guys have a great week. Have a great 4th of July weekend. You'll be hearing this. I guess it'll be the day before. When is the 4th? Is it a Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday. So this will drop on July 3rd.
Okay. So happy 4th of July. I will say, yes, very, very, it's a great time just to be thankful for our country, for our nation, for our cultures, all our different cultures in America, you know, just like everything that makes America unique and special and wonderful.
You know, and I'll let me say this real quick. You know, I talked about when we were talking about the World War II memorial thing going on downtown, and at the other end was the Trump protest. And there were a lot of people, and it was at the Veterans Park. And so there were a lot of people all over town who were pretty mad about having a presidential protest at the Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. And Ron, being a veteran, said, "It does not bother me at all." He said, "That's what we went to fight for.
That's what it's about.
Have their opinions.
They sure can.
Able to express those opinions freely."
Yeah.
And he said, that's why we went to war. He said, "I didn't go fight for anybody to riot, but peaceful protest." He said, "That's what all that you have of a voice here."
You absolutely do. And that is a, you know, again, not to, you know, but that there are many places in the world where you would be putting yourself in a lot of danger and or legal trouble if you spoke publicly against the leader. Okay. So, I'm with you. I'm with Ron. I'm like, I don't have to agree with it or disagree with it or whatever. But again, it's one of those things that we're like, man, this is amazing. And I, like you said, hopefully, you know, as long as it is peaceful and not disruptive to traffic and not disruptive on the roads and not illegal in that sense, because listen, people, you are not willing to go to jail. This is not civil disobedience to get up in the road. Okay. I'm just going to say that, but you can say, you can protest the leader, the whatever. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's pretty great, but let's think about peach ice cream. And
root beer floats.
And root beer floats.
And pools and tube tops.
And okay. We will talk to you guys later. And until then, goodbye, Pettit.
See you, Petch.
You heard the creaking of stairs, but it was at my
house. I was about to get freaked out until I heard you breathe. And then I went, Holly.
Nothing like leaving your dog out in 90 degree weather. It would have been a roasted weenie. Oh my gosh. Did you like that?
I did. I like that.
I thought you would.